Title: Polish a swing for 90s inspired darkness in Ableton Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes beginner. Alright, let's dial in that 90s jungle swing, not the throw a groove on and pray swing. I'm talking about that dark pocket where the beat feels slightly behind the grid, a little menacing, but still punches you in the chest. That's the old school attitude. By the end of this lesson, you'll have an 8 to 16 bar loop with a break bass drum core, solid kick and snare, shuffled hats, sneaky ghost notes, and a little rag of punctuation. Then we'll polish it with Ableton stock tools so it feels gritty and glued, not clean and modern. Step 0. Set the vibe. Set your tempo to somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. I like 170 for classic jungle. Now open the groove pool. You can do that by clicking the little wave icon on the left, or using View and then Groove Pool. Here's the mindset. At fast tempos, swing doesn't need to be extreme. If you push it too hard, it stops sounding like jungle and starts sounding like a preset shuffle that's tripping over itself. Subtle is scary. Step 1. Choose your drum sources. You've got two beginner-friendly routes. Option A, the most authentic. Start with a break. Drag a break beat into an audio track. Amen style. Think break, hot pants, anything in that family. Then right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient. Use the built-in preset. Now Ableton turns that break into a drum rack full of slices you can program like one-shots, but it still keeps that sampled grit. Option B, cleaner control. One-shots. Create a MIDI track. Drop in a drum rack and load a punchy kick, a crisp snare, some hats, and maybe a rim, clave, shaker, something percussive. Teacher tip. Even if you mostly want control, keeping a break layer quietly underneath is a cheat code for instant 90s. Just don't let it dominate your transients. We'll handle that. Step 2. Lock the non-negotiables. Kick and snare timing. Old school swing works because the anchors don't drift. Program a basic two-step backbone. Kick on 1.1. Snare on 1.3. If you want extra push, add a kick before the snare around 1.2.2. For now, keep these on the grid. No groove, no delays, just dependable. Think of it like this. The kick and main snare are the door frame. Everything else can hang crooked and look cool, but the frame has to be straight. Step 3. Pick a groove and don't overdo it. In the browser, go to Grooves, then Swing and Groove. Great starting points are Swing 16-57 or MPC 16 Swing around 55 to 60. Those MPC style grooves are super stable and they translate beautifully into jungle, especially for hats and ghost notes. Drag your groove into the groove pool, then set some beginner-friendly values. Timing around 10 to 25%, random around 0 to 8%, velocity maybe 0 to 10%, optional, bass set to 1/16, and keep quantize off. Goal check, you want attitude, not wobble. Step 4, apply swing selectively. This is the secret. If you put the same groove on everything, you get Ableton groove preset. If you layer time, you get 90s jungle record. Start by applying the groove to hats and ghost notes first. Click your hat MIDI clip. In the clip's groove chooser, pick that groove. Set the groove amount around 20% and listen. Now, keep the kick and the main snare mostly straight. Either don't apply the groove at all to the kick and snare clip, or keep it super low, like 5 to 10% maximum. Coach note, think in layers of time. Kick and snare core, steady, on grid. Break texture layer, a little shuffled. Extra hats and ghosts. Even later, with micro delay. That layering is what makes it feel human and dark, instead of everything swung equally. Step 5. Commit the groove only when it feels right. Once it's vibing, go to the groove pool and hit commit on your groove for your MIDI clips. But do yourself a favor, duplicate the clip first. Command or Control D. Commit on the duplicate so you can /B. Beginners commit too early and then wonder why they can't get back to the cleaner version. Give yourself options. Step 6. Create the dark pocket with micro timing. This is where the menace comes from. We're going to nudge hats slightly late. You can do this by nudging notes in the MIDI editor, or even better, use track delay as a pocket fader, because it changes feel without rewriting your pattern. Start with hats at +8 milliseconds. Anywhere from +5 to +15 is the zone. Press play and listen to what happens to your head nod. The beat should feel like it's leaning back. Now do the ghost snares. If you've got ghost notes around the main snare, nudge those a little late too, like +5 to +12 milliseconds. Keep their velocities low, maybe 20 to 50. They should feel sneaky, like shadow hits. Important, keep the main snare itself dependable. That's the late hats, not late snare rule. If you drag the main snare back, The whole track feels weak. Quick groove sanity check. Solo the drums, then mute the hats. If the loop still drives, your anchors are solid. Bring the hats back. If everything suddenly feels late and tired, you delay too much on the top. Also, velocity is half of swing. Even with perfect timing, if all your hats are the same volume, it'll sound modern and robotic. For 16th hats, try repeating accent pattern like strong, weak, medium, weak, then adjust by ear. This makes the swing audible without needing extreme timing changes. Step 7. Add raga elements that respect the swing. Raga is vibe and punctuation, not constant noise. Option A. Offbeat rim or clave. Place a rim or woodblock on the end of the beat, those offbeat spots. Then give it the same groove as your hats, around 10 to 20%. Option B. Raga vox chops. Drop a raga phrase into simpler, use slice mode, and trigger small one-shots on offbeats. Add a little delay with echo or simple delay. Try 1/8 or 3/16 timing, feedback around 10 to 20%, and darken it with filtering so it doesn't sound shiny. Teacher tip. Treat vox chops like signposts. One short phrase every two bars is plenty. Then get busier only right before a drop. Step 8. Polish the darkness with stock devices, without killing the groove. Group your drum tracks. Select them and hit Command or Control G. Now on the drum group, build a simple chain. First, EQ 8. High pass around 30 Hz, gently. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 400 Hz. If your hats feel too modern, try a gentle high shelf down around 10 Khz. Jungle darkness is often just less glossy top. Second, saturator. Use analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then match the output so you're not fooled by louder is better. Third, drum boss. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch 0 to 10. Be careful. Boom around 20 to 40. And tune it around 50 to 60 Hz for that jungle weight. If the transients are too pokey, pull transient down slightly. If it's too soft, add a little transient. If boom adds too much low sustain, keep the vibe but control the sub. Put EQ 8 after drum bus and tighten anything below about 40 to 50 Hz if it blooms. Fourth, blue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds. Release on auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Soft clip optional. This change should make it feel like a record, but it should not flatten your swing. If the groove feels smaller after compression, back off. Extra darkness trick. Parallel dirt, safely. Make a return track called Dirt. Put saturator with higher drive, then EQ 8 rolling off highs hard, then a compressor to squash. Send mostly break texture and ghost notes into it, not the main kick. You'll get thickness and menace without wrecking punch. Step 9. Turn the groove into a mini arrangement. Try a simple 32-bar sketch. Bars 1 to 8. Intro drums. Maybe filtered break texture and a teased raga chop. Bars 9 to 16. Full drums enter. Kick and snare plus break layer. Bars 17 to 24. Add extra ghosting and maybe a second hat layer for a darker pocket. Bars 25 to 32. Do a variation. Remove the kick for one bar. Let the break roll. Then slam back in. Classic jungle trick. At the transition, do a one beat stop. Even a quarter bar mute can feel huge at 170 BPM. Bring it back with a crash or vox stab. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. Don't swing the kick and main snare too much. That's how you lose punch. Don't push groove timing to 50% or more. It becomes a parody. Don't commit too early. Don't over-randomize. Human is not messy. And watch break layering. If your break and your one-shots both have strong transients, you'll get flams and hollow hits. Here's the transient boss rule. If your one-shots are the boss, soften the break's initial spikes. Lower clip gain on loud slices, or add tiny fades. If the break is the boss, shorten your one-shots, reduce decay so they add body without a second click. Mini practice exercise, 10 minutes. Make a one-bar loop at 170 BPM. Kick on 1.1. Snare on 1.3, 16th hats, at swing 16-57, hats at 25% groove, kick and snare at 0 to 5%, set hat track delay to plus 8 milliseconds, add an offbeat rim or clave and give it about 15% groove, bounce it and listen on headphones, you want late but tight, if it's sloppy, reduce groove amount or reduce delay, homework challenge if you want to level up fast, build a 16-bar loop with two groove personalities, bars 1 to 8, tighter, smaller hat delay, like plus 4 to plus 8, fewer ghosts, bars 9 to 16, darker pocket. Add a second hat layer delayed more, like plus 10 to plus 15. Add one raga stab every two bars. Add that parallel dirt return and send only ghosts and break texture. Export 2 bounces. The tight 8 bars and the dark pocket 8 bars. Final recap. Pick a solid groove. Keep it subtle. Apply swing selectively. Hats, ghosts, percussion. Keep anchors solid. Use micro timing, especially late hats, to create that dark pocket. Polish with stock devices for grit and glue, but don't crush the feel. And leave space in the arrangement so the swing can speak. If you tell me whether you're working break sliced or one-shot based, and what groove you picked, I can suggest a simple timing and delay map tailored to your exact pattern.